Here is your morning brief for Thursday, November 9th. I'm Luke Vargas for The Wall Street Journal. Hollywood actors have reached a tentative labor deal with studios and streaming services, with the overnight breakthrough ending 6 months of labor strife and potentially clearing the way for a restart of the entertainment industry. According to the studios and streamers, the tentative deal includes the largest increase in minimum wages in 40 years, a new residual for streaming programs, and extensive consent and compensation protections from the use of artificial intelligence. The Screen Actors Guild said the contract is valued at more than $1 billion and will be reviewed by its board on November 10th. We are exclusively reporting that Morgan Stanley's wealth management arm is being scrutinized by the Federal Reserve over whether the bank has sufficient controls in place to prevent rich foreign customers from laundering money. The probe began in 2020 when the Fed gave Morgan Stanley a list of problems that needed to be fixed when it came to the vetting of foreign customers. But many issues still haven't been fixed, and the probe has now assumed greater importance, with Morgan Stanley's head of wealth management meeting with the Fed to explain how the bank plans to address this once and for all. Morgan Stanley now has about 18 months left to deliver on that plan. And five Republicans hoping to lead the party in next year's presidential election faced off in a debate last night, trying again to emerge as the leading alternative to Donald Trump. According to one closely watched poll, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley are sharing second position in the early voting state of Iowa. Trump did not participate in the debate and instead held a rally for his supporters in Florida. Stock markets in Asia ended the day mixed. European stocks are gaining in early trading, and U.S. stock futures are also in the green, ahead of another speech from Fed Chair Jerome Powell, who speaks at an IMF panel later today. And we've got a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ What's News podcast. Add it to your playlist on your smart speaker, or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.